Nolte, Planned Parenthood to Park Mobile Abortion Clinic at Red State Borders. By John Nolte on October 3, 2022. As you read the piece below, never forget that the pro-baby killing fanatics at Planned Parenthood receive hundreds of millions of your tax dollars every year. Imagine being so demonic and desperate to butcher unborn babies that you create a mobile baby killing machine to park on the borders of red states that have restricted or outlawed the barbaric, obscene and medically unnecessary act of elective abortion. Courtesy of Planned Parenthood's fellow welfare queens at the far left NPR. With a growing number of patients in states that now prohibit abortion traveling for the procedure, Planned Parenthood says, SICK will soon open its first mobile abortion clinic in the country, in southern Illinois. Our goal is to reduce the hundreds of miles that people are having to travel now in order to access care, and meet them where they are, said Yamel C. Rodriguez, president of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and southwest Missouri, said, SICK, in an interview with NPR. The mobile clinic will begin offering consultations and dispensing abortion pills later this year. It will operate within Illinois, where abortion remains legal, but will be able to travel closer to neighboring states' borders, reducing the distance many patients travel for the procedure. The plan, naturally, is for Planned Parenthood to expand its mobile baby killing machines in the future. Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger, a racist eugenicist who wanted to exterminate the black race. Two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton is a big Margaret Sanger fan. Of the 60 or so million babies murdered by way of abortion since 1973, some 18 million were black babies. So, while black people make up about 13% of the population, their babies make up about 30% of abortions. So, mission accomplished, right, Planned Parenthood? Gee, I wonder which population centers Planned Parenthood's death vans will park near? Just like mutilating children forever in the name of trans rights is big, big, big business, so too is killing babies, especially black babies. Planned Parenthood isn't looking to bring medical care to anyone. They see a profit in this. Millions and millions in profit. This death cult isn't just a death cult, it's a lucrative death cult to the tune of $1.6 billion in revenue per year. Planned Parenthood regularly lies about how only 3% of its services are abortion services. Yeah, right. That's why Planned Parenthood is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to purchase and equip mobile baby-killing factories. If baby butchering was only 3%, Planned Parenthood could easily set up abortion-free Planned Parenthood clinics in states that have outlawed the unnecessary obscenity of elective abortions. But Planned Parenthood doesn't. In fact, Planned Parenthood exits states that cut taxpayer funding for abortion clinics. In other words, rather than stop performing abortions, these baby killers would prefer to close altogether. But you told me abortion only makes up 3% of your services? Planned Parenthood is not about healthcare. It's about a lucrative and racist death cult. So lucrative, they will drive their infanticide machines right to your door. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.